Hi everyone, and welcome back to Change is Possible podcast. In episode 46, I shared how to get out of a career stagnation and how I discovered what is the life I wanted to create. I had three key objectives. The first one was the freedom to work on projects that I'm passionate about alongside people I respect and enjoy working with. Second, the flexibility to decide my own schedule and the location I work from. And third, more quality time for personal pursuits and my family. Today, in this episode, I will talk about how to start preparing to turn these objectives into a reality. See you inside. You heard my objectives, right? So obviously my corporate job would never give me such a flexible lifestyle. So to achieve my objectives, I had to leave my corporate life and start my own venture. It is easier said than done. How do you leave a place where you worked for 20 years, especially in your late 40s? And I'm telling you, my ego was distraught. It was incredibly daunting when your ego is attached to your current status. It loves comfort zones, it loves titles. And facing a career change can feel like standing at the edge of a cliff. And the ego shouts, don't jump. You're somebody here. Don't go anywhere. And that's exactly what I start asking myself. Am I ready to be nobody? From a powerful COO job into nothing, into just being Anna Filipova. And who is this person anyway? So the big question is, how do you stop your ego from getting in the way of a big change? Let's talk about three things you can do. The first one is grab a pen and paper or open your laptop and start cataloging your fears. Yes, every single one of them. This isn't about giving them power. It's about acknowledgement. By writing them down, you're taking the first step in conquering them. It's like mapping the enemy territory before you plan your attack. You can't fight what you don't understand. So understand your fears, face them head on, and prepare to move past them. Some of my fears were ridiculously silly. So for instance, what will people say? They'll be suspicious because no one leaves such a post and salary, and they will assume that I was fired or made redundant. So I would be so ashamed if they thought that for me. But then the option to stay and change nothing was unacceptable because it was my time I was wasting. So I was thinking, do I do this for myself or for others? Obviously for myself, right? Will these people in any case help me if I stay? Will they make my life better? No. So listening to them was a complete waste of time. So as I repeat this day in and day out, I realized that people will talk no matter what. So let them. Other fears were more fundamental, which required a lot of thought and preparation. So for instance, what kind of life will I live without the salary I get now? And not only me, my family. You can't take this lightly. It's not about the luxuries, but about how to pay the bills, where to live, and where your children will go to school. You have to work on this plan first and together with your spouse. Work out all the details and accept them. Be comfortable with them. Having the financial situation under control is a significant first step because after that, the rest of your worries will seem more like noise than worries. Step 2. Stick and find your tribe. You're not the first to walk this path and you won't be the last. Seek out those who have been where you are now. These mentors and peers can offer invaluable insights and support. They are the living proof that it is possible. Connect with them, learn from their journeys, and let their stories inspire you to push forward. Remember, no one makes it alone. So how do you find your tribe? First, look at your network. A friend of a friend, a friend of a relative. This is how I find my first mentor. Someone who left Microsoft to open his own organization. Another way is to use LinkedIn. Check the top creators in your future niche, check their paths, see who comments on them, and connect with people and ask for advice. Through LinkedIn, I met another mentor who once faced the same challenge as me. He was leaving a high-profile job at a famous company and worried about how people would see him without that big name of his on his business card. So while still at his corporate job, he made business cards with his new title and started handing them out at events. It was his clever way to test how people would react. This strategy helped him figure out how to handle this change. What is step three? Remember that you never start from scratch. One of the questions I was asking myself was, can I start from zero again? But you never really start from scratch. You don't start from zero. Every new beginning is actually a continuation of your journey, not a departure from it. So let's break down why that is and why it matters. First up, accumulated knowledge. Think about it. From the moment you start learning, you're building a library of knowledge. School, university, industry, work-related, they all add up. And when you step into something new, that library doesn't vanish. It's there, ready to be tapped into, giving you insights and understanding you don't even consciously realize. Second, skills and abilities. Everything you've ever learned, every skill you've mastered follows you. Managing people, managing processes, leadership, communication, ability to solve problems, emotional intelligence, you name it. Those skills are your tools. Changing industries, pivoting careers, you're not starting empty-handed. You're equipped with a Swiss Army knife of skills ready to be adapted and applied. Next up are your life experiences. Every high and every low you face has taught you something. You've learned resilience, adaptability, and how to navigate uncertainty. These aren't just life lessons. They're your armor and compass as you embark on your path. They shape your approach, inform your decisions, and give you a resilience that's uniquely yours. And here's the last but not the least, self-awareness. The journey you've been on has been revealing. You know your strengths, passions, and limits better than anyone. This self-knowledge, it's your guiding star, helping you to make choices that align with who you indeed are and who you are aspired to be. So here is the thing. When you think you're starting from scratch, remember, you're not. You carry a wealth of skills, knowledge and experience, relationships, and deep understanding of yourself. All of this, it's a fuel. Fuel for your journey ahead. So embrace it, leverage it, and walk into the next chapter with confidence that you're not starting from zero. You're just continuing the incredible story of your life. As I conquered my fears, the next question was, when do you know you're ready to leap into the new career and life? Well, the answer to that question will be in another episode. Stay tuned and bye for now.